This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, so Don Ecker asks the question of our guest, Dean Radin, the author of Real Magic. And, sir, do you have a response?
The question is, does consciousness survive bodily death? I think the answer is that we certainly don't know. We don't know empirically. But I have worked with mediums, and mediums claim that they are talking to deceased people. We were able to verify in double-blind experiments that the information they're getting from deceased people is correct. But unfortunately, we actually never know where that information comes from. It's not through normal channels. It might be telepathy, it might be clairvoyance, it might be who knows what. But my guess is that if consciousness is the ground basis of reality, as best as we can tell, and the physical world emerges from that, that suggests that there may be an infinite number of ways that something can be embodied, in which case the human body is just one form. It happens to be a particularly well-tuned form, and probably related to the structure of the brain in some way, that allows consciousness to be self-reflective and for us to have a bit of intelligence. But we might also imagine that the sun is a very complicated dynamic system with lots of recursive loops and all that. The sun might be aware. We just don't have any way of telling if it's aware. Michael was mentioning an FPGA. Well, if it was sufficiently complicated, maybe it too would have a certain degree of awareness.
You could have a network of FPGAs all instantly reprogramming the other to reprogram the NAND gates of the other.
Yeah, or the Internet is aware, right, because it's pretty complicated too.
Right.
The question is, when we talk about survival of consciousness, what is typically really meant is that the personality survives. So like what you feel as yourself right now will be the same in some form. That's like the vision of heaven, that you are exactly the same as you are. Maybe your body is younger and everything is fine. I don't think that's going to happen.
So I think our notion of self here is also a problem. I mean, like, for instance, I know that the consciousness that I have is very similar to the one that my grandfather and my grandparents and my dad had at my same age. I mean, we had very similar interests. I mean, how do I know that I'm not just my dad with amnesia living forward in time? You know, our concept of, you know, self, I think, is a problem here. We often try to think of that, you know, in terms of, you know, concrete particulars, but I don't think it is a concrete particular.
Well, that's well said. It's the notion that we actually understand what the self is not clear at all. In fact, if you go into Buddhist lore, there is no self.
Right.
There's no individual. So one of my favorite quotes is from Ramana Maharshi, the Indian sage, when he was asked, Ramana Maharshi, how should we treat other people? And his response was, there are no other people.
Right.
From that perspective, especially hear this from meditators, that you get really good at meditation. After a while, you can gain complete awareness, even while you're sleeping. But there's no you anymore. The you part, which is all about your memories and your personality, that somehow dissolves.
I don't know, Gene, you know, Don, I don't know if you've ever woke up from a dream and you just felt like you didn't feel like yourself for a few minutes because you had a dream that you lived some other lifetime. I've had that experience a few times, and I will tell you, it's very unnerving to wake up in a world that you don't recognize for a few minutes because you've been dreaming so hard. It's very difficult.
Or just take the drug Versed.
Right.
It's an amnesic drug, and you're gone. You'll operate perfectly well for a while, but there's no you anymore. Because it suppresses it or inhibits it. So my guess is that when a person dies, there will be a moment of confusion because we're so linked to our body itself. But the awareness will remain. It's just that what you think of as yourself, will not remain.
I had what was, in retrospect, a classical NDE, near-death experience, where I literally died on the operating table. And I still, to this day, distinctly remember suddenly peering down upon myself from, I don't know, 15, 20 feet within the operating theater and seeing the doctors and nurses working on my body. They were basically massaging my heart to bring me back. And I distinctly recall that. Now, if nothing else, just from that experience, I would have to say, in my opinion, there is something beyond mere physical life, that there is something afterwards. I don't know. Perhaps I'm wrong, you know, but I don't think so.
If I were to have that experience, I'd be a Cartesianist right now. I would tell you right now, that is amazing. That is an amazing experience.
But I would say, Don, was the thing that was seeing your body below you, was that Don?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Your awareness was the same kind of awareness as you have now.
It happened in Vietnam, Dean. I was badly wounded. You know, this was something that probably will never leave me, the memory of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what most NDE survivors say, that it's not like a memory. It's something that is as vivid 20 years after or 30 years after as the day it happened. And so we don't quite understand why that is, why that memory would be so startlingly clear. The interpretation problem, though, is that we know that the moment you go out of ordinary awareness, the sharper your psychic ability becomes. And so since we know from remote viewing that you can see things from different perspectives, it's conceivable, at least, that in the process of the body shutting down, that your consciousness is released from all of the usual psychological filters that we have for a short period of time, like in a dream. I mean, the space of time of a dream can be very short, even though the experience can be very long. You can literally see things from a distance. What we don't know is if an NDE went on for hours or days and the person ultimately dies completely, we don't know how to bring somebody back who has been dead for a couple of days. So we can't tell what is happening there. But as resuscitation gets better and better, maybe we will eventually get a version of flatlining where we're able to tell what happens when a person is really triple dead.
It reminds me of that movie Flatliners, where in order to gauge the reaction, they each flatline themselves. These young scientists, including Julia Roberts and, well, anyway, it was a kind of a fun film. And, of course, we have the typical crisis where it's difficult to get one of them back. I don't know if they succeeded or not.
The other part of the memory that was so clear to me was the clarity of everything I was witnessing. When I had an OBE, when I was taking a nap, and this happened probably 40 years ago, this stuck with me also, where I was napping in my bed, and suddenly I was standing there looking at myself. When I realized what I was witnessing, it was so shocking, I immediately woke up.
Before we go on with our next segment with Dean Radin, I just want to talk to you about a couple of things. Coming up on the PowerCast next week, we'll feature Nick Redfern, author of many thousands of books, and this one is particularly interesting. It's about Slender Man, not Batman, Superman, but Slender Man, tall, thin, weird, frightening, you know, that kind of thing, where an urban legend somehow becomes something real. Also want to talk to you about the PowerCast Plus. What's that all about? Well, it's a special feature of the show where you get a version of the PowerCast free of the network ads, and the people YouTube always complain, and even when we tell them on the show about PowerCast Plus, I guess they're not listening. To get more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. We also include the unpredictable After the PowerCast podcast, an exclusive feature of PowerCast Plus. So check it out, plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see, I'm trying to be decent and not asking Dean Radin to do the Paracast because...
No. You should. He might do better than I did.
He's a distinguished gentleman. We don't want to bring him down to our level.
I would only do it if there was an echo that went along with it.
I can add the echo later.
Yeah, he can. He can add the echo.
That's the way it should be said with the accent of Vincent Price. Or even though Bela Lugosi is even better.
Bela Lugosi? Bela Lugosi is interesting. I think of Martin Landau playing him in the movie Ed Wood, and he sounded more like he had a Jewish accent. That always kind of put me off. I don't think he got Lugosi's lingo properly.
Well, was he, what, Romanian or something?
He was Hungarian.
Hungarian, I think. But then if we did Bela Lugosi, we'd all have to start shooting morphine, and I'm not going to do that.
You know, you have to kind of give him a little understanding here. It's kind of like opioids today. He had a back problem, and he took morphine to control the pain, and he got addicted. And so, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the guy because of the fact that he had this condition. It happens. And he was really in bad shape by the time he got himself off it. He was really frail in his final years. So I feel sorry for the guy. I really do, because I don't think he ever realized his potential as an actor. His fellow horror film actor, Boris Karloff, you know, he did everything. He was had a great career. Lugosi, after the initial Dracula and a few other films, he became a B-movie actor for the most part, and then a C-movie actor when he started working with Ed Wood. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
Because that's the voice that's necessary in order to say the Paracast.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if I can find somebody who does a good imitation.
Christopher Walken would be good, too.
Yeah. Squirrels. Peanuts. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Sorry. What are we talking about again? Sorry, I gotta do something right now, huh? What are we doing?
You see, this is where the show becomes...
Go ahead, Gene.
This is where the show goes down the tubes.
No, it's okay. I had another question, by the way.
You want to give it to us as Christopher Walken?
Yeah, it's a guy. It's a, I don't know, he's Thomas Metzinger. He's one of the leading philosophers. He wrote a book called The Eagle Tunnel. How long do you want me to do this? I'm not going to do Christopher Walken, but...
why is he going to be walking?
Huh? What's that?
Otherwise, you're going to be walking.
Exactly. I'm going to be walking. I don't want to do that. Yeah. Anyways, you know, Dean was talking about out-of-body experiences. And one of the things that I, you know, he's a philosopher by the name of Thomas Metzinger. He wrote a book called The Ego Tunnel. He wrote a book called The Being No One. And he actually has an experiment where he forces somebody to experience an out-of-body experience by standing an individual in a room with a camera on that person that's the same body type and the person behind them. He's not really that person, but he thinks he's that person because he's got a virtual reality headset on. And basically, he sees the guy rubbing the shoulders of the guy that's not him, and he feels an out-of-body experience. It's in the ego tunnel. It's very interesting. It's basically a laboratory-created OBE. It's the closest thing I can get. No, I mean, it's interesting. I may not have done it justice, but... It's laboratory created OBE, and it's like the phantom arm experiment where you put a rubber arm on the desk and you put the person's real arm goes under the desk and they simultaneously stimulate his finger, the person under the arm, and the one on top, and because of the synchronous effect, they imagine their phenomenal self model, as what Thomas Metzinger calls it, snaps itself in to that fake arm, and they feel like that arm is theirs. It's very interesting. It's a really weird phenomenon whereby the phenomenal self model becomes as plastic as you would, you know, as if you were on LSD.
Yeah, we use that in the lab all the time to illustrate to people how flexible your sense of self actually is.
Yeah.
So most people will transfer their sense of feeling from their actual hand to a rubber hand in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's surprisingly. I've had the experience myself, and I will tell you, it's shocking.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's creepy how quickly your mind, your phenomenal self model, and I'm going to use his term for lack of a better term, snaps into that inanimate object and becomes yours. And that, and he goes on to say that the feeling of mindness is very plastic. It's like a computer program that can be rewritten.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's amazing.
So we can look forward with better and better virtual reality systems to transfer entire bodies.
Yeah,
probably.
I think so.
So like the movie Avatar was probably, we're within a year or two of being able to do something like that.
So anyways, they still wanted me to do my Walker impression because I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, stop walking.
Stop walking. Okay, gotcha.
All right, don't have to do that. Because otherwise this show will go down the tubes. And some people think we've already gone down the tubes. And I said, no, we've gone down the YouTubes. We have a YouTube channel, an official PowerCast channel on YouTube. You see how I got into that, folks? You know, it's called being the Segway King of the universe.
That you are, Gene, with your puns to end the segment, I have to say.
Well, we have a minute before the segment ends, and I don't want to go into it. I want to go into consciousness, though. Because obviously when you think of consciousness and whether consciousness will persist after life ends, what do you think, Dean Radin, about reincarnation?
I like the idea of reincarnation, except as I mentioned in the book, that there's always the risk that you might become reincarnated as a manatee. And I don't want to be reincarnated as a manatee. So if you have some choice of the matter, well, then you can pick and choose. It might be fun. But if you don't have much choice, well, then it's a risk.
And the thing I don't understand, never did, and I'll go into more of this in the next segment, is if you're meant to learn something when you return to this life as another person, if you have no memory of your previous life, how do you learn? How do you improve? Or is that something that is instinctive? Well, in any case, how about I give a pitch for PowerCast Plus? PowerCast Plus is the answer to people on YouTube who say, why so... No, that's not the one. Why so many commercials? I was going to say, why so serious? Why so many commercials? And the answer is PowerCast Plus. To learn more, go to plus.thepowercast.com. Once again, go to plus.thepowercast.com. We're going to have more with Don Ecker, Michael Allen. Dean Radin is our guest of the week. I'm Gene. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, next time we're going to have Dean Radin do the Paracast, and we're going to see whether he can bring on any magical effects. Don?
Add reverb.
Yeah, you're now discussing things like karmic debt and what have you. You know, relearning a lesson and doing better the next time around. Now, I've had people that were into spiritualism tell me that the self, whatever it is within us, basically agrees beforehand, before they are. Now, do I know this is true? Absolutely not. But before they reincarnate, they agree to certain things in order to satisfy karma. Now, that's a really nice thought. Does it have any basis in, no pun intended, in reality? I have no idea. But, Dean, with all the disciplines that you've been involved in, how do you feel about that?
Well, I agree that it seems like a waste if you have a lifetime of experience and then it just is extinguished. That just seems like a bad design. So I have attempted to register a complaint that the design process went haywire. But from a story perspective, at least, the idea is that when you're dead, you're some Bardo intermediate state and you do remember. So you have a choice and learn something in the next time. You don't remember it while you're embodied, but you do in between lives. So that model makes more sense to me. Otherwise, it really is it's a poor design and should be changed.
Well, you know, a few years ago, a friend of mine called me up and said, hey, there is something on YouTube you've got to watch. And they sent me the link. I went up to YouTube and I watched this, and it was about a young boy. And this was allegedly the real deal, a true story. This young boy, from the time he was about 2 or 3 years old, used to wake up screaming, and his parents had no idea what was wrong. They rushed into his room, and he would babble on about, "Oh, the little man is burning up in the airplane. He's burning up in the airplane." And they had no idea what the kid was talking about. They took him to a child psychologist. The psychologist worked with him. And eventually, this child's story began to come out. He started giving them some information that they tracked down. Eventually, they came to the conclusion that during the Second World War, he had been a pilot that had been shot down over a Japanese-held island, and he ended up crashing into the water. The plane exploded or burned or something, and the guy died. Now, they were able to identify what aircraft carrier, American aircraft carrier, the pilot allegedly flew from, and who the guy was. Now, you know, when I hear a story like that, and the person in question comes up with a lot of these important data points that people are able to verify, that really makes me sit down and go, what do you think about that, Dean?
Well, I know Jim Tucker, who wrote the book on this. He's convinced that the story is true because the child really was very small when he was coming out with these things. And, of course, the group at the University of Virginia for many years has been studying reincarnation stories in young children. From a case study perspective, it looks pretty good. It looks like, how are these young kids saying things that were verifiably correct about adults who had, or previous people who had passed away? When it comes down to the actual interpretation, though, of does that mean that they are a reincarnation? Well, maybe, maybe not. Because the moment that we step away from everyday reality, like if you persist and you're no longer embodied, maybe space and time are don't operate in the same way. In fact, it's very likely that space and time are a construction, in a sense, of your brain processes. In which case, why should something only reincarnate forward in time? Maybe it goes backwards in time. Maybe it goes sideways. Even our understanding of what we think we mean by reincarnation is probably wrong.
It has an analogy in entropy, which, by the way, can go backwards as well as forward in time. Our understanding of one of the laws of thermodynamics, we always think of it as going forward.
I'm still, you know, concerned about the lack of learning ability. On the other hand, you kind of think here, why do we have to come back here? Maybe we go to another place. Maybe it's a dimensional passage.
Yeah, or another planet or another existence. Some theories of reincarnation is that you would only reincarnate into higher and higher life forms. But that's a story. Maybe you can reincarnate into an atom or reincarnate into who knows what.
Well, I know people look at me and say he's going to reincarnate into a what knows what.
There you go. So I like the idea of reincarnation. It makes sense from a memory perspective, where we're gaining information and experience that is not going to be thrown away. No one likes to think that their life has no meaning. But at this point, it's a lot like our proper interpretation of near-death experience, a lot of other things. Until we can figure out a way of rigorously testing these ideas, then all we're left with are the stories. And so a story is a story. Maybe it's true, maybe our interpretation of it is not correct.
It reminds me of a line in Star Trek for the Voyage Home, where, of course, we know in Star Trek III, Spock was dead, but his soul, his katra, or whatever it was stored inside Dr. McCoy. And there's a line there where Dr. McCoy says, "You've really gone where no man has gone before." And he tries to share some information with Spock, and And Spock says, we have no frame of reference, in effect, in this line. And what he was saying, and Dr. McCoy was upset over it, is, I'd have to be dead to understand what happened to you.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's well said. So I'd like to think that eventually we'll be clever enough to figure out how these things work, but I kind of suspect that as Homo sapiens, we're not equipped to do that. We either need to be Homo superior, which could either be ourselves that are enhanced in some way through some kind of AI system or something like that, or genetically modified, either intentionally or pushed by evolution, to become a mutation that simply has a lot more capacity to understand things and to create language to be able to describe it. Okay. You know, genetically speaking, it is only 20 years ago that we realized that we have less genes than a banana. We're just barely beginning to understand who and what we are. So
the genome of a bacterium is much higher, millions of chromosomes.
So there's a lot of mystery. In fact, probably an infinite amount more mystery left than that we currently understand. So we want to know these questions, which is why we have a radio show like yours to try to discuss it. But I'm trying to take the long view here and just imagine that scientists should be way more humble than many are in the face of a vast unknown.
Well, then I'm not. You know, if it's true that bananas have more genes than a human being, I'm not aware of any banana that ever designed and built the Sears Tower, went to the moon, you know, designed a Porsche. Okay, so what does that actually mean?
Well, I think the people who ingrained the reliability of a Porsche need to learn something. We're going to have a final segment with Dean Radin, author of Real Magic, with Michael and Don. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue our final segment here. Frames of reference. Do you envision a day, Dean Radin, where we'll accept magic as mainstream as much as we accept traditional science?
Yes, except it won't be called magic then. It will be called some other name that we'll come up with.
Hey, that's a good name. It's some other name that we'll come up with.
Yeah.
Magic is a category just like physical, just like mental. I'm sorry to break into this, but it's just a category that we've invented. We've invented it to talk about something that we don't understand.
Right. As Arthur C. Clarke said, that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So once we understand it, it will be distinguishable, and we'll still probably use the word magic for things that we don't understand. What has traditionally been called magic, we will understand, and reality and the world at that time will be quite different than the way it is now.
I think about that when we consider things like UFOs and the possibility we're being visited by creatures from other planets. And what hits me is, imagine these beings are not hundreds of years ahead of us, but thousands of years. And they had a steady or almost linear progression of scientific development, or it gets faster and faster. How the heck would we even recognize their technology?
We wouldn't. And so the last chapter in my book is about implications of a better understanding of magic, and in particular about the possibility of communicating with alien life forms that are advanced beyond us. My conclusion was that the methods that we're using now, which is primarily radio waves, to try to pick up intelligent life in the universe, is we might as well be using smoke signals, because that's not the way it would work, I don't think. What may be happening is that the aliens among us, I think the universe is saturated with life, but it's very far advanced from us. They, in quotes, have realized at this point that ultimately reality is shaped by consciousness in some way. So they're waiting for humanity to evolve to a point where we recognize that. And so the day when we actually understand magic a lot better than we do today, that'll be the day that we actually will be contacted by the people out there, or the creatures out there, who are waiting for us to wake up. We're still adolescents. We're actually younger than adolescents. We're infants. We're beginning to realize something about the nature of reality, but we're not quite mature enough to be contacted in the same sense that if you were to come upon a group of babies playing, you don't want to interfere with them because they can't do anything yet. You have to wait till they're at least able to be social and express their thoughts, and then you contact them.
Or in some cases, they may contact us, but they have to adjust or tailor the message to something we can understand, like in the movie Contact, where Jodie Foster sees E.T., or what right. appears to be E.T. in the form of her late father, with whom she had issues, because the creature says to her, "You would not be able to accept my true appearance."
Right.
Or he comes from the Q continuum.
Yeah, the whole Q character was very annoying. Never really liked that character very much.
But the idea of a creature that was pure energy, that could manipulate itself into any shape it wanted.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if the postulate that consciousness is really fundamental, if that's true, and I think there's evidence of that something like that is true, then a Q-like character could very well exist. We perceive it as something like an incredible shapeshifter, but nevertheless, it could do almost anything that we can imagine, anything that it could imagine, too.
Maybe we should take Dr. Stephen Hawking's admonition to heart and go out of our way to avoid any contact currently with extraterrestrials.
I don't think that's a problem. I think that anything that could detect that we were trying to contact them would be so far advanced from us, they would not, one would not have anything to do with us. All of our space stories, which are basically stories about like warfare in space, they're all assuming that the aliens are approximately at the same level of development as we are. All of it, like all of Star Wars, Star Trek, it all assumes that the aliens are, first of all, humanoid, and second, that they're at the same level of development, and that is extremely unlikely.
Well, you know, with Star Trek, not quite. We have the Horta, like rock creatures. We have energy creatures. So most of the creatures were humanoid, mostly because it was easier and cheaper to configure them that way and to write them that way. Some were not.
Right, some were not. But the, as you said, for theatrical reasons, the interactions with aliens that are maybe not in the shape of humans, but kind of human-like, we could talk to them, and the problems that they had were basically soap operas or war things that we could understand. That's why when we meet something that is truly alien, I think probably one of the best movies I saw recently about this was Arrival, where the story itself was a fabulous story, but the notion of the aliens being so different from us that you only get at the very end of the movie what was actually going on. That was a good story.
And to think of the scientist, the linguist was played by Lois Lane. Do you remember Amy Adams played Lois Lane in Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Justice League?
Yeah, well, that's appropriate.
I saw like two-thirds of the movie. We rented it for one of these 48-hour periods. I think it was only 24 then, where they had this horrible thing where you had 30 days to start the movie, 24 hours to see it. And we never got a chance to finish it, and I just said, you know what, I'm not going to spend for getting to see the full movie. I'll wait till it's on free cable.
Right.
That's why.
I won't spoil it then. It's very good.
Oh, go ahead, Dean. Spoil
it. No, he's not going to do that. I will not allow it. I will not allow it.
What you can do, though, is what I did afterwards, is go find the original short story. And the short story is actually quite different. It's the same theme, but it's different enough from the movie. You don't want to read that either because it would be a spoiler, but the story is worth reading also. It's quite a short story.
Well, it's interesting to see how many stories generated sci-fi movies, whereas the actual story, the actual movie was very different from the source material for The Day the Earth Stood Still, the source material for Total Recall.
Who goes there?
Of course, The Thing.
Right.
And then The Thing, I think, was a shapeshifter, wasn't it? Would be able to change its appearance in different ways.
Yeah.
Dean Radin, would you tell our listeners, please, if they want to know more about what you do, where they can check you out?
Well, you go to deanradin.com, and that will bring you to deanradin.org, and that will tell you all about my new book, Real Magic. It won't explain in great detail why it was endorsed by Nobel laureates, but it will give you a whole bunch of other endorsements. I forget how many I have, something like 15 or 20, showing that from a scientific perspective, if you want to know about magic, then you need to get this book. And actually, I also recommend the audiobook, because the reader of the audiobook is the same guy, a voice artist, who read most of the Dan Brown books. So he's really, really good at reading.
I bet he sent Tom Hanks the bill.
I hope so. I haven't gotten the bill yet, but I hope I don't get it. It's a really good talent to be able to read a nonfiction book, which is my book is nonfiction, and to still grab your attention. That's a real talent.
Is this available for an ebook reader, Dean?
This is available in every possible form you can imagine, at every bookstore that you can imagine, physical and virtual.
However, you can send a check to Dean and have him read it to you.
No, I will not. No. A number of my fans said, would I read the book? And I said, no, I will not read the book because I'm not a voice artist. I can't portray even what I wrote in a way that I think people would actually want to listen. Whereas when you hear a real voice artist doing it, who knows what they're doing, wow, they could read the phone book and you'd want to listen.
Don Acker, please explain where to find more about you.
Dark Matters Radio airs both Friday and Saturday evenings, beginning at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Go to kgraradio.com, and you can also find us and the Dark Matters Radio fan forum on Facebook.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for our second radio show after the Paracast, only available to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more. We also give you a version of this show free of the network ads, all for low price. plus.theparacast.com. Dean Radin, we'd like you back sometime in the future. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for asking me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.